Hello everyone, welcome to Sana-I-E. I'm your host XO. It's Monday, baby. Mental Health Mondays. We're still in our series of March for Mental Health. If this is your first time listening to Sana-I-E, welcome to the show, welcome to the show, welcome to the show. Here at Sana-I-E, we focus on mental health as well as financial literacy. This month, we're just doing all mental health episodes, discussing different mental health topics. Our first episode that we dropped this month was an intro to mental health, like what is mental health, the definition of mental health, and some statistics about mental health. Then after that, I dropped some facts and myths about mental health and the different myths and facts that some of us, that I thought were facts, but they turned out to be myths. So check out that episode. It's a great one. And then our most recent episode we just dropped is basically on some statistics of mental health and things like that. But thank you for turning it in. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to the show. On this episode, we're going to be discussing different types of mental disorders. And first, we're going to kick off the show with some quotes of the day. My first quote is, have you ever noticed that the more positive you think, the more positive you feel? And that's facts. When you think positive and you think positive things happen in your life, and you create that positive energy within yourself, and it broadcasts out, projects out onto other people, and projects out into your environment. So the more positive thinking you do, the more positive things happen in your life and things happen positively. So have you ever felt that? Like, you're probably thinking positive right now as I said that quote. You're like, dang, I am feeling good. I am feeling positive. I am feeling like my energy is shifting. I'm having good energy. But that's the quote. Have you ever noticed the more positive you think, the more positive you feel? My next quote is, the harder you work for something, the greater you feel when you achieve it. I was literally having this conversation with a couple of my gym rats, and that's facts. I always relate when I thought about this quote, it instantly made me go to the Kobe quote, which is, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And I also think about everybody that's trying to become an overnight success when it comes to life or being successful in the field that they're in. And it's like, if it was given to you overnight, you'll lose it within the next night, if that makes sense. Because you have to learn how to appreciate something in the process instead of getting it that end result. So the harder you work for something, the greater you'll feel when you achieve it. And that's true. Anything that you're working towards, you know that it was greater when you achieved it at the end versus you just getting over and getting it. Even if you're in college right now, you're in college, you're working for it to get in that master's degree, that bachelor's degree, or any type of degree, you would rather work for it than it be handed to you. Because if it was just handed to you, you would not know the ups and downs that come within that field. You would not be educated within that field. You'll just be somebody with a degree and no education behind it. So the harder you work for something, the greater you'll feel when you achieve it. And on this episode, we're getting into different types of mental disorders. But first, I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and we'll get right into the show. Thank y'all for tuning in to Sana-I-E. And we're back. What are mental disorders? Mental disorders are conditions that affect your thinking, feeling, mood, and behavior. They may be occasional or long-lasting. They can affect your ability to relate to others and function each day. And I bet you're wondering, what causes mental disorders? There's no single cause for mental disorders. A number of factors can contribute to risk for mental disorders, such as your genes and family history, your life experiences such as stress, a history of abuse, especially if they happen in the childhood, biological factors such as chemical imbalances in the brain, a traumatic brain injury, a mother's exposure to viruses or toxic chemicals while pregnant, use of alcohol or recreational drugs, having a serious medical condition like cancer, having few friends, and feeling isolated or lonely. Mental disorders are not caused by character flaws. We have nothing to do with being lazy or weak. So let's unpack that. Some of the causes of mental disorders are genes or family history. If you don't know your family history when it comes to mental health, I think it'd be a good time to figure it out and learn how your family history or how your family has been doing or dealt with mental health in the past, seeing if there's any mental disorders or mental disorders history within your family, and really checking in and seeing that, asking your parents, asking your grandparents, and seeing, because now mental health is big within the era now. But I know when they were growing up, mental health was rarely discussed. I know that it was rarely discussed within my culture, within my family, within my household. So if you don't know your family history when it comes to mental health, check in with your family and see if there's any type of disorders that happen within the family that weren't discussed or that you didn't even know about yourself. As well as if you haven't had any childhood trauma such as abuse or history of stress or any type of chaotic, hostile environments that you grew up in that you haven't talked about, where you just kept it to yourself. You like, yo, that was my past life. But it's like that affects who you are today, because growing up in a traumatic, abusive childhood and not having that way to cope or vent or finding a way to escape and talk about it, it's just still within you and it carries over into some of your daily habits today. So check out and replay and see how your childhood was. Was it a great childhood? Was it chaotic? Did you have a bad childhood? What about the people in your lives right now, your friends? Ask them how their childhood was and really get to know them and see if they have any abusive childhood that they never discussed or talked about. Biological factors, chemical imbalances in the brain, traumatic brain injury, anything of that nature, really check in with yourself. And I bet another thing you're wondering is, who is at risk for mental disorders? Mental disorders are common. More than half of all Americans will be diagnosed with a mental disorder at some time in their life. How are mental disorders diagnosed? The steps to getting a diagnosis include a medical history, a physical exam, and possibly lab tests. If your provider thinks the other medical conditions can be causing your symptoms, a psychological evaluation. You will answer questions about your thinking, feelings, and behaviors. The type of treatments for mental disorders. Treatment depends on which mental disorder you have and how serious it is. You and your provider will work on a treatment plan just for you. It usually involves some type of therapy. You may also take some medicines. Some people also need social support and education on managing their condition. In some cases, you need to be more intensive treatment. You may need to go to a psychiatric hospital. This could be because your mental illness is severe, or it could be because you're at risk of hurting yourself or someone else. In the hospital, you'll get counseling, group discussions, and activities with mental health professionals and other patients. So let's unpack some of that. Who's at risk? More than half of us will be diagnosed with some type of mental disorder in their lifetime. That's why I started my son IE's, really educate people on their mental health and taking care of their mental health on a daily basis, because it starts with what you do on a daily. What are you feeding your brain? What are you reading? What are you consuming? Are you meditating? Are you journaling? Are you at one with yourself? Are you getting that right amount of sunlight? Are you exercising? Are you eating foods that help your brain out? So it's all about building your mental health on a daily basis so you can not fall into the mental lapse that happens in life, and really focusing on your mental health on a daily basis as soon as you wake up and checking on yourself and asking yourself questions and seeing how you're feeling, and also expressing gratitude and thankfulness for having positive mental health and not really dealing with anything too harshly. Different type of treatment. You can get the treatments of a therapist or you can get medicines, or even if it's really severe, you go to a psychiatric hospital. So really take the time in to check in on yourself mentally, checking on the people around you and seeing if everybody is really mentally sound. And if people check in on people, your family history, and as well as your childhood. If you had a great childhood, somebody around you didn't have a great blessed childhood like you. So understand the people around you and get to know them on a deeper level and get to know how their upbringing was, because I feel like that's a big thing. And learning about people's upbringing gets you, that you get to really know them on a better level. So checking on yourself, checking on your people. We all, it says at least half of all Americans are, will be diagnosed with a mental disorder. So take the steps to really define and see, how am I doing mentally? And being real with yourself as well. Not just saying, oh, I'm good. Really taking that time and checking in with yourself, writing out how you feel, and really talking to yourself and seeing, are you feeling good? Is today going to be a good day for you? Or you're not feeling today, and seeing the steps that you need. Maybe you need somebody else to come over as a support system, because we all have to support each other when it comes to our mental health. If we're not doing, having a good mental health days, even on the bad mental health days, we have to really check in on each other and really call for that support system and ask for help when help is needed. Don't just think you can all do it all on your own. But I'm gonna give y'all a brief break and we're gonna hop into the next segment, which is details a little more about different mental health disorders. Thank y'all for tuning in to Sona IE. Hope everybody's enjoying the show. Just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors for today's episode. Shout out to Aim High Clothing. They sponsored the show. If you need some new gear, you know we headed to spring. You want some spring clothing, check out aimhighclothing.com or aimhighco.com. And they pick up the latest hoodies, latest sweatsuits, and really get laced and plugged for this next upcoming season. All right, let's get back into the show. And we back. I'm sure when you hear mental illness, bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia, or even PTSD comes to mind. That's because those are some of the most common disorders that you hear about or that should always discuss. But let's take a dive into the different types of disorders, starting with anxiety disorders. People with anxiety disorders respond to certain objects or situations with fear or dread, as well as with physical signs of anxiety or panic, such as having rapid heartbeat or sweating. An anxiety disorder is diagnosed if the person's response is not appropriate for the situation. If the person cannot control the response or if the anxiety interferes with normal functioning, anxiety disorders include generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, social anxiety disorder, or specific phobias, like arachnophobia, you know, which is a phobia of spiders. Example, fatigue, restlessness, difficult sleeping, excessive worrying. Those are some of the causes of anxiety disorders. Then there are mood disorders. These disorders are also called affective disorders. Involve persistent feelings of sadness or periods of feeling overly happy, or fluctuations from extreme happiness to extreme sadness. The most common mood disorders are depression, bipolar disorder, and I'm gonna probably butcher this, but psychothymic disorder. Psychothymic disorder is a relatively mild disorder. It pertains from mood swings from being short periods of mild depression and hypomania, which is, you know, long periods of depression, and which is an elevated mood. The low or high mood swings never reach the severity or duration of major depressive or full mania episodes. People with clathymic disorder have milder symptoms than a full-blown bipolar disorder. Then there also are psychotic disorders. Psychotic disorders involve distorted awareness and thinking. Two of the most common symptoms of psychotic disorders are hallucinations, the experience of images or sounds that are not real, such as hearing voices, and delusions, which are false fixed beliefs that the ill person accepts as true despite evidence to the contrary. Schizophrenia, as an example of psychotic disorder. Then there are eating disorders. Eating disorders involve extreme emotions, attitudes, and behaviors involving weight and food. Anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating disorder are the most common eating disorders. Then we have impulse control and addiction disorders. People with impulse control disorders are unable to resist urges or impulses to form acts that could be harmful to themselves or others. Pyromania, that we were just having this conversation at dinner last night. Pyromania, which is starting fires. Kleptomania, which is stealing, and compulsive gambling are examples of impulsive control disorders. Alcohol and drugs are common objects of addictions. Often, people with these disorders become so involved with the objects of their addiction that they begin to ignore responsibilities and relationships. Personality disorders. People with personality disorders have extreme or inflexible personality that traits that are distressing to the person and are cause problems in work, school, or social relationships. In addition, the person's patterns of thinking and behavior significantly differ from the expectations of society and are so rigid that they are interfered with the person's normal functioning. Examples include antisocial personality disorder, obsessive compulsive personality disorder, histrionic personality disorder, schizoid personality disorder, and paranoid personality disorder. And then we have OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder. People with OCD are plagued by constant thoughts or fears that cause them to perform certain rituals and routines. The disturbing thoughts are called obsessions, and the rituals are called compulsions. An example is a person with an unreasonable fear of germs who constantly washes their hands. Then we have PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD is a condition that can develop following a traumatic or terrifying event, such as sexual or physical assault, that the unexpected death of a loved one, or a natural disaster. People with PTSD often have lasting and frightening thoughts and memories of the event and tend to be emotionally numb. I know that was a lot. So let's unpack some of this. Anxiety disorder. I know a few people with anxiety disorders, and me researching these different disorders really gave me an inside look and really gave me an in-depth look of how these orders go on and what to look for within certain peoples. Like, when anxiety disorders, it says that people are fatigued, restless, difficult sleeping, and excessive worrying, and they have racing heartbeats and sweating. So me being on the lookout for that, and them having can fear or dread certain situations. I know a friend told me this one time, like, yeah, I'm getting an anxiety because of a social event, a social gathering that's coming up. They was like, I can't be in that certain space right there. And at the time, I didn't understand. I'm like, oh, do some deep breathing, do some sunlight. But it's like, they was like, nah, it's deeper than that. It's like things that I have to do. There's certain rituals that they have to do before they can step out and get inside into the real world. Do you know anybody that has anxiety or in any type of anxiety disorders? How did they cope with this? Or what are some of the ways or rituals that they went about it? What about mood disorders? Mood disorders always changing. Oh, it's also called affective disorders, and that involves persistent feelings of sadness or periods of feeling overly happy or extreme happy or extreme sadness. Do you have somebody in like that's like that, which is basically a bipolar disorder? I know bipolar gets thrown around like lightly because not a people know the depths of what it truly is, but have you been around people that's been extremely happy one day and the next day they're extremely sad, or they're extremely agitated, or something of that nature? Or what about a cyclothemic disorder, which is the mild disorder, which is not as high as the sadness, but it's like a medium of both, where they're not as happy, but they're happy, and not as sad, but they're sad. Be on the lookout for that, as well as the psychotic disorders, the eating disorders too. Have you dealt with anorexia or bulimia yourself, or anybody in your family or household or within your friends or anybody that you grew up that really dealt with that, that you didn't know at the time what it was, but now you're understanding as you growing up and aging and becoming an adult, you're like, dang, at the time I didn't know why so-and-so wasn't eating as much or so-and-so was eating too much and they weren't gaining weight, or they were gaining weight. You're not seeing the signs at the time, but now you're looking back like, damn, they were dealing with something that I didn't know about, that I should have stepped in and asked about. What about personality disorders? Is somebody around you that have extreme or inflexible personality traits that are distressing? Checking on your people. That's what I always say, checking on your people, because you never know what somebody's really dealing with or going through. Some people can be smiling, having a smile on your face, but at the end of the day, be dealing with the storm of shit. So anybody that you come in contact with or anybody that you see, always take like 2 minutes out your day and talk to them to see how they're doing and really check in on them. And don't just think it's all about you. Check in and see how people are doing, see how you can help them in any way. Maybe that conversation uplifts them. Maybe they're having the roughest day of their life and that conversation right there sparks them like, dang, it is a bright day. Today will be a good day. So we all have to help each other out in some way, in some fashion. What about obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD? I feel like I haven't met anybody or came across anybody with OCD, but I'm like different things, researches that I've came across, different videos I've seen, like what OCD really is. And some people do have OCD and compulsive disorder, and they may hide it better than others, but really, really be a lookout and pay attention to the people around you and see if they're dealing with anything or going through anything mentally. But I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning in to Sauna IE. This episode, very detailed, very noted. I should have told y'all, pull out that notebook, but really discussing the different disorders, what a mental disorder is and what causes mental disorders and the different types, from PTSD, OCD, anxiety disorder, eating disorders, and really just figuring out and understanding the different type of mental disorders that are in this world. Like the statistics said, more than half of Americans will be diagnosed with a mental disorder. So being aware of these different disorders that's out there gives you notice like, dang, am I dealing with any of these disorders, or do I show any signs that I'm leading into one of these disorders? And being aware, especially being aware of the people around you and really getting them to help them be focused and taking care of their mental health on a daily basis. So check in on your people, always have that conversation with the strangers too. Anybody you see or come across, talk to them, take 2 minutes out your day, talk to them, see how you can brighten up their day, see if they just need a conversation from you. Love yourself, take care of yourself, man. It's been a great month, man. Month of March, man. Every series, every episode, I appreciate y'all really tuning in and really taking in everything I'm producing out when it comes to the mental health, because mental health is a big thing to me. And I hope you guys are taking care of your mental health on a daily basis, doing the little things that you have to do. Subscribe, review, share the show, check out the website, sunie.com. Check out the website, leave a review, let me know what you think of the website, let me know what you think of the show. If this is your first time listening, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you hit that subscribe button and you become a loyal subscriber, loyal listener. Follow us on social media at sunie. With that being said, y'all know I gotta leave y'all with a quote. Build your life on a foundation of being grateful for what you have, and you will have more inner peace than outer peace. Have a great week. Be back again with y'all soon on Sauna IE.